another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody, and I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by energy, everybody. I like that. It feels right.
It rolls off the tongue,
yes,
really.
Yes, it does. We're also sponsored by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. That's what they're going to just go with. I think I'm going to plaster it right on the side of their building.
I don't think they are.
I think they are. Of course they are. Antlion Audio. Keep your headphones. Get a mod mic. I was going to say hear the roar. I really was. But that's old.
They like them both. I've had some conversation. I actually played Overwatch with those guys recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet guys.
Very sweet guys. Sweethearts.
To my right, normally would be the real David Webb. But no, not today. Not today. To my right... Corey Vincent, everybody.
What's up, pizzas? How's it going, everybody?
How's it feel? You don't have anything in front of you but a phone, and you kind of look like you don't know what to do with your hands.
I really don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know whether I should, like, touch the mic, whether it should be on the cell phone, whether I should wave. It's really liberating.
Is it?
I feel this is going to be a different Corey.
Oh, wow.
I think everyone's going to like me now. Everything I say is going to be gold.
Do you think some of that web charm is going to rub off on you? Because he's kind of put his butt imprint in that chair.
Yeah, I know. I sunk right in. Like, I didn't realize how big of an ass he has. This is a very nice ass.
That's terrible.
Like, it's a Kim Kardashian chair.
That's horrible. Behind the ones and twos... Today, for the, like, what, second time, maybe?
Third-ish second.
Let's go with third-ish.
Third-ish.
The real David Webb, everybody.
What is going on, everybody?
How do you feel with all that technology in front of you?
It's a mixture of power.
Wow.
And at the same time, scaredness.
He feels like Will Smith gave him his little black book. For all the female girls, right? Is that what you feel like?
Yeah, a little bit. But at the same time, also as Will Smith, right after he shot the noisy cricket.
Oh, wow.
It's like, oh, shit.
So you just blew back into a Buick?
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly what I just did.
I get you. Here, after a long hiatus, he was thrilled because of the crazy crap we're going to get into.
Speaking of Will Smith, Switch.
That's terrible. Joey Harris is here, everybody. How you doing, Joey Harris?
Please tell me you got that right.
Yes, I got
okay,
the damn
thank you.
Joke,
wait,
sir.
I didn't. Is it a Hitch reference?
Will Smith, like 2009, did a song called Switch.
It's called Sarcasm, is what he's going with right now. He's fully aware of the Switch.
I can never tell.
See what happens when you sit in the web chair?
Yeah, that's exactly what's here. But he was thrilled. And, I mean, we're going to get right into all this stuff in one heartbeat of a second because... Okay. The last couple of days have been explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you are a film buff, or if you're a video game buff, or if you're just, you know, human being.
Or if you
haven't
just,
lived under a damn rock.
Or if you're just buff.
Or if you're just buff, yes.
Yeah. Good week for buff people.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Is exploding.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
Everything's exploding. Like,
yes.
The trailers are dropping left and right. News is dropping left and mm-hmm. right. People are dropping left and right. And it's an election year, everybody. Vote Mario.
Speaking of people dropping left and right.
Hey.
What?
Save that for the Wednesday show.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. So we're going to get right the heck into it. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Joey, what the hell, man?
What the hell?
Why
have you listened to the show
it?
Before?
Have you never listened to the show before?
No.
He's lost the show since
I lost the
switched.
Show because, yeah, since he switched.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
How many times are we going to hear puns about
Anytime
Switch?
One of you assholes says Switch, because Switch is such an easy word to say. That's why Nintendo called it the Switch.
We're going to do a Pee Wee Herman.
We'll see. Let's.
Every time someone says Switch, we go,
ah! Yeah, no. Dropping his head. Yeah, no. How about we don't?
Cut to the Stormtrooper, and he's like, ah!
We're having a overwhelming response from chat. By overwhelming, I mean one person that says that we want to redo Banging Around the Web so Joey can join.
Well, okay. How about we do a redo of the introduction? Because I forgot to ask who's left here that we haven't seen? That's right, the chat.
Hey, what's going on, chat? How you doing?
What's up, chat?
There you go. Now you get into the whole thing.
Hi, chat. It's nice to see you.
So the first thing on the docket, of course, like I said, the internet has been exploding. Nintendo went ahead and flashed everybody.
Yep.
They said, you know what?
Here's our big goods, old titty is right there
and
in your face.
I hope you like it. And they showed the trailer for the Switch. I'm sure Joey had a gasm as soon as he saw the trailer, correct?
Yeah, I did.
He's still
great.
Having one now. Each time that we hear the name, mm-hmm. First impressions. Have we all already? First, do we all see the trailer? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I literally got a text message from a friend of mine. She was like, and this was 2 days later. She was like, "Have you seen the new Nintendo Switch?" And I was like, "I do a video game podcast. I would hope so."
Yeah. So no, yeah. I haven't.
And then she linked it to me and everything. I was like, "You're such a sweet. Bless your heart."
Bless your heart. Do you know what that means in the South?
No.
That's basically their way of saying, like, you're a dumbass.
Well, yeah.
That's their polite way of saying you're a dumbass. Bless your heart.
Oh, well, I'm from the West, sir, so.
Just saying. Bless Fun her facts.
Heart. Bless her heart. Yeah, so the Switch came out. Black people were scared everywhere because black people are scared of Switches, if you don't know about that.
Wow.
I know it goes right over all these white people.
Nope, I got it.
I understand.
I saw Community. I saw that episode.
Terrible. First impressions, Corey Vinson, Switch, what do you think?
Tiny controllers.
Wow, really?
I was like, how are they getting down on Skyrim with this little tiny nub of a controller?
It is very small.
Well, that is like, that's just used for like multiplayer usage. It's not, it's going to be for games like Mario Kart and Mario Party. You're not going to play Skyrim on that thing. You're going to.
They did show like little flashes of like what I'm assuming is going to be like a pro controller.
Yes. I'm going to get that.
It looks like it needs to come with the console. If that's an added $60, I'd be pretty upset.
You know
it's going to be an added $60.
You think so?
I know it. Yeah.
So what do you get? What's going to come with the system? What do you think?
You're going to get the toaster. You're gonna get the unit itself. Yeah. You're gonna get the little thing, the little controller that you put the two tiny controllers onto. The Joy-Cons is what they're called.
Because I like I'm all for the Wii U. It's fun and everything, but I think that the pad thing is pretty fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like it's wonky. The sticks being so far apart, like. Doesn't feel like you can do serious gaming on that thing for a long period of time.
Well, I mean, what did you call it?
They're called Joy-Con.
The Joy-Con brings mm-hmm. the controller a little closer together as opposed to the screen in the middle.
The screen
like
in the
you
middle?
Sell yeah. the controller at the beginning where he like put it together, he separated it and put it on the tablet.
Yeah.
Granted, that controller I would like day one, I think I want to get that Pro controller because it's The controller it comes with when you're not using it on the tablet, it looks really square, and I don't know. I need to hold it first to see how I really feel about it.
Well, it had little joy sticks on the bottom, like little handles behind the thing.
Yes, it
yeah,
did.
So it's mm-hmm. I mean, it may be square on the top, mm-hmm. but it could be form fitting on
yeah,
the bottom.
Yeah, true.
So.
Like I said, I gotta try it out.
Web, first impressions of it.
Oh.
I didn't first, watch it, guys.
I didn't watch it. No, it was mixed. Okay, so my first thought was like, okay, this is cool. I like the idea of being able, like, just the whole configuration of it, putting it in there, playing on the TV, and then taking it to go. But then questions started to pop into my head.
Right,
and
right,
then,
everything.
And then besides the questions, there were parts of the commercial that just drove me crazy. Like, why are these four guys playing basketball and then stopping playing basketball to play basketball on these tiny screen? It doesn't make
well,
any
that,
sense.
Well, that
what happened was he got dunked on. He's like, nah, see me in Nintendo though.
Yeah, see me in 2K. I'll show you in 2K.
It definitely didn't make sense because there was the scene where the girl was in the living room and her friend is outside waving
her
out.
Hey, come over.
Like, right. Okay, I'll go and enjoy the outside world, but not without
but
gaming.
Without my
Let me go.
And it's like
game.
When that fool's big ass dog is barking, let's go for a walk. And yeah. He brings this thing with him. First of all, it's like 5 a.m.
Hey.
And the fool's going out and it's sun up and it's like who does that.
I love these proof of concept like hype videos because they really throw logic out the window.
They do. They're amazing.
It's not just Nintendo, like Google does it.
They're so
yeah.
Microsoft does it. They all like put you, it's like the infomercials, you know.
Oh,
how, like,
I love that.
Like when
yes.
have you have problems plunging your toilet?
And literally,
the guy's got his head in the toilet.
Literally, just watched a compilation of all the fails.
Yeah,
and the lady I was watching with, she was like, "This is frustrating because I can't see the product after it. It's just fail after fail. I want to know how you fix this."
But then, like, this is the complete opposite, where it's like the complete utter win, where you're just winning no matter, you're not even trying. And you always use that product for every aspect of your life.
Mm-hmm. Joey, before I get to you, let me ask the chat so they can wind this up, because it's a small delay.
Okay.
Your first impressions on the Switch, the Nintendo Switch, chat. But Joey, because I know you've probably got a lot.
I mean,
first impressions on the Switch.
I mean, I'm obviously hyped. I'm buying this crap day one. I mean, I'm a huge Nintendo fan, right?
What's acceptable price-wise?
Acceptable?
For the Switch.
He's the right person to ask him.
Right.
I will pay $1,000 at most. No. Hell no. Actually, no. Absolutely not. I would pay at most $350 for it, but I really hope that it launches at $299.
That's what everybody...
That's what a lot of people have been saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how much was the last DS? Isn't there like a DS that cost $250?
Yes, and that was a huge mistake because Nintendo even knew it. They, like, 6 months later, they said, just kidding, guys, it's $180. And then for all the people that bought it, like early adopters, they said, here's 20 virtual console games. And they were really good virtual console games, too. Mm, okay. But still, it's
that
like...
That was nice of them to do. Like, that was nice. Destiny never did anything. Like, Bungie fucked everybody. And they're like, hey, we're going to fuck even harder next month.
Yeah, really. And it's like...
Was that the one where they didn't include the charger?
That was the new 3DS XL.
Okay.
Yeah, so... That didn't happen. Charge didn't happen on that one. But yeah, I'm really hyped for this thing. The concerns I do have are, like I said before, the controller it comes with, but even then, that's not much of a problem for me.
Okay.
I just need to see how well it plays.
You get it in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Right. And a lot of people are concerned about the battery life, which 100%. Is understandable.
Yes.
That's because one of the biggest things in chat.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really home console powered system, right? So it's going to drain battery a lot. But then I realized, you know, when we leave our houses with our cell phones, do we more often than not take our chargers with us?
Yes and no.
I mean, I do, but I don't
but
know.
But here's the difference. When we leave with our cell phones, we're probably not playing Skyrim on them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big difference.
We're playing Pokemon Go.
Speaking of battery draining.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're playing Pokemon Go, that drains crap out of your battery. So are you saying Nintendo is going to start selling external chargers now as well?
Either Nintendo or other third parties. Like, I know Nyko came out with a with a Wii U gamepad battery pack that extended up to like 5 or 6 hours. Wow. But what I'm hoping for, because since Nvidia is like... is making this system, not making the system, but powering
the system.
Yeah, powering the system and its graphics. I know, like, their Shield tablets, they can last up to, like, 5 hours, but I also know that those are probably way... Actually, like, I hear the Shield is, like, $200. So, and that thing has, like, 5 hour battery. So who knows, like, maybe Nvidia and Nintendo can work their programming magic and make this last longer than it needs to. Like, if it's 3 hours, I'll be fine. I'll be a little disappointed, but I'll be fine because I'm going to carry my charger with it everywhere I go still. But I'm hoping, like, 4 to 5 hours, maybe.
Charlie Manson says he dropped $599
on
the Switch.
Damn.
That's a little much.
That's a little much.
Way too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you got to add on your accessories.
Guys, this is me. That's way too much.
Yeah. What else are they going for in chat? What are some first? I heard battery life, of course, is a big concern.
Mm-hmm.
GSG is going off about several things. First of all, the Joy-Con. He's saying it's a fucking joke.
Jeez.
Jesus Christ. All these
the same shitty size as the controller everybody hated. That is the Duke. The original Xbox controller.
No, I love that controller.
What?
The Duke. Yeah, the Duke
I thought the Duke was the best.
Good. Yeah.
And then he was saying, and the buttons have the right thumbstick. It's only the console that does and it's awkward as fuck.
Hold on. What is he talking about?
He's
understand.
Just going off. He's going off on
basically the controller. Well, here's the thing I noticed about one of the controllers. No D-pad.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. The Pro Controller, the one we were talking about, like there would be a separate one, that has the traditional Nintendo D-pad. But the reason why, for the Joy-Con, they don't have the traditional D-pad is because, oh, let's play some two-player Mario Kart. You take them both out, and it acts as, like, the buttons that you would use. So they had to make that sacrifice. And that's another concern I have. Those things are tiny.
They're very tiny.
They're very tiny.
But they're made for Japanese hands. that's exactly why they're that tiny.
Yeah, really. But it's like, I don't see myself using that often. Like, I think Nintendo knows that if you're using that, you're not going to play on that for hours, like Mario Kart for hours.
Who knows, though? They're gamers. Gamers That's play true. For hours. Like, come on now.
Mm-hmm. New guy in chat, Punch the Bird.
Uh-huh.
Got really good stuff to say. I like this guy. He says the Razer, you know, the company Razer.
Yes.
They did a tablet, like a gaming, pro gaming tablet. I remember looking into this for a while when I was looking into the Microsoft Surface because I was thinking, like, what could be a good competitor? And it didn't get bang-up reviews. And then NVIDIA has the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that what's going to make this any difference? Not like this is a completely unique idea.
It's not.
It's been portable, full gaming systems have been a thing. He said he owned the Shield and it only got five hours. Five hours is acceptable.
That is. And so, how much was it, though?
That's a good question. Yeah. Let us know in chat.
So let's get into it. If you've been under a rock, here's basically Nintendo's whole spiel, you know, for you. It says, introducing Nintendo Switch. In addition to providing single and multiplayer thrills at home, the Nintendo Switch system also enables gamers to play the same titles wherever, whenever, and with whomever they choose. Let's pause that right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got the whenever, I got the wherever, whomever, is that a
I want to play online... Ken Bone right now.
Done.
Is that more of a confirmation that they're going to start embracing more of the online scene as well?
Mm-hmm. I mean... In the trailer, they like at the end, they showed like this new. They showed Splatoon, but it could be a sequel. It could be like an amped up version of the Wii U version because there were new styles in there. The esports, they did like a little esports thing.
I saw that.
Which could mean like I know esports is kind of different than online, but in the same sense, it's still very similar.
Yes.
So I see them. And Splatoon was actually a very good online multiplayer game. Totally surprised me that Nintendo would embrace that kind of genre, and it was solid.
Hmm.
So I see them going more towards that with the Switch. And I'm excited. I'm so excited.
Punch the Bird says it was $500.
Shit.
Included Wi-Fi and 4G. So when it's saying whenever, wherever, with whoever, are you thinking they're going to have like some sort
like
of...
Like a 4G like or a
mobile
internet.
Data?
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
Because if I can go out and still play online these Nintendo titles and everything like that, I think I'd that'd be a little
Your data
little
plan
happy.
Would take a while. Yeah, a big would, hit, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The mobility of a handheld now added... to the power of a home gaming system to enable unprecedented new video game play styles. But, I mean, we've already said that NVIDIA and whatchamacallit is, you know, Razer has already done something like that. So this is how it works, according to Nintendo. At home, Nintendo Switch rests in the Nintendo Switch dock that connects to
the
system to the TV and lets you play with the family and friends in the comfort of your living room. But simply lifting the Nintendo Switch from the dock, the system will instantly transition to portable mode, and the same great game experience that was enjoyed at home now travels with you. The portability of Nintendo Switch is enhanced by its bright, high-definition display. It brings full home gaming system experience with you to the park, on an airplane, in a car, on a bus, in a train, you know.
I'm never getting my license. I just want to take the bus everywhere with
exactly.
that thing.
Get mugged.
Yeah.
Freaking millennial.
So to go into kind of a little bit of the hardcore, you know, specs of this thing, Nintendo Switch is powered by performance of the custom Tegra processor. Don't know what that is.
Tegra is the processor used by the Shield, pretty
Very
much.
Good. High efficiency, scalable processor includes an NVIDIA GPU. Based on same architect as the world's top performing GeForce gaming graphics cards.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. Nintendo, I don't think Nintendo's ever worked with NVIDIA.
First of all, I don't think Nintendo's really ever come out and start putting their specs first thing. Like,
no.
That's true.
They've
Absolutely
never touted
not.
That, right?
You know what's a big thing? Whenever people ask me about specs, because let's face it, we don't know like exactly how powerful this thing is. But I'm just like, Bethesda is supporting this thing. That's saying a lot.
They said they are?
Yeah.
Well, this Skyrim was on the
And they also, commercial. Like, they tweeted out saying, we're happy to support Nintendo with a Nintendo Switch. Crazy. Bethesda has never, ever supported Nintendo on anything.
I'm just thinking about that. No, they haven't. There hasn't been any...
Yeah, I read that it was going to be compatible with Unreal 4, too.
Wow. Yeah, his Nintendo Switch gaming experience also fully custom software, includes revamping physics engine, new libraries, advanced game tool libraries. NVIDIA additionally created a new gaming APIs to fully harness the performance. The newest API, NVN, was built specifically to bring lightweight, fast gaming to the masses.
Yeah, and what's interesting is before the Switch was announced as a Switch, it was still the NX.
It's still the NX to me.
Pete Hines of Bethesda, he said that they would never support the system unless it was up to par with an Xbox One. and they're supporting the system, but is it really as powerful as an Xbox One, or did Nintendo say something to change their mind? That's really interesting to me to see.
Well, I mean, if it's got a lot of people, I don't know which version of Skyrim that is. Is it the new HD one?
It looks like the new HD one. And a lot of people.
Anything you saw in that trailer, the hardware wasn't running it.
Yeah, yeah.
You were just seeing superimposed. They had like a green piece
of tape
on it.
They said that, even though 2K was in there and Skyrim was in there, they didn't confirm that it was going to be there. But I think that's just PR stuff. Nintendo said, pretty much just don't say anything about this until we're ready for you to say something about this.
Because they didn't really show any, like, you know, new games.
They showed a possibly new Mario game.
What, like a couple of seconds of it or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Towards the end.
Jumping through, like, some town.
Yeah.
And if you didn't think a new Mario game was going to come as a launch title, you're out of your damn mind.
I mean, it could. There's a rumor that it's not going to be a launch title, but it's like a launch window title. Who knows?
He's a staple with Nintendo. You know?
Of course.
This is what I want.
It's launching with a Zelda game. That's big.
They did, what was it? Super Mario 64?
Yes.
Super Mario World 64.
Ew.
Mind blown.
Super Mario 64 3D World Land Sunshine 2.
No. See, leave the sunshine, no haunted mansions, no nothing. Take Mario 64, but just expand it into the world more. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even have to be like a big, huge open world, but just...
More open world.
Go to the same places like you were able to go to in Super Mario World.
64?
On the SNES.
Okay. Yeah.
So... Nintendo doing something new. They never touted their graphical and hardware capabilities. Other thing they're coming out with, a sampling of their Switch partners.
Yes.
Did you see that?
That was crazy.
So we're talking Bethesda, Capcom, Activision, Sega, Konami, Square Konami. Enix.
Yes.
Havoc. Who else?
From Software.
Software is on there.
The guys who made Dark Souls.
So
Uninitiated.
THQ Nordic is in there. Telltale.
So we can get that No Mercy remake?
Yep. Exactly. That's what I'm waiting on right there.
Right here, THQ. That's the only thing I think about.
Ubisoft, and the one that surprised me, Epic Games.
Yeah, really? Right? Are we going to see Paragon on this thing?
Like, what? Epic? I could have sworn Epic was, like, really not.
Well, they sold off Gears of War to Microsoft, and have they put out their next big game yet?
Yeah. What?
Have they put out a next big game
yet? Paragon?
Paragon, right?
Yeah. Also, Take-Two Interactive's on there. Take-Two publishes Rockstar games.
So are we going to see a Grand Theft Auto?
Are we
going to
see Red Dead 2? Who knows?
Ooh. That's a... Yeah.
It's a possibility.
So I don't know. It looks kind of like a bright future. I would put this in a win column for Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem like they're very confident. Other thing that sticks out, cartridges.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
say goodbye
crazy,
to
right?
your Blu-ray. Say goodbye to,
Yeah, throwing it back.
Yeah, old school. We're going to lose those like crazy.
Cartridges. Nintendo said that if there comes a point where cartridges are better than discs, like now, they would go back to it.
I think it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't need discs anymore. Yeah. How much can you fit on a micro SD card anymore? Enough.
Yeah, I have a 256 gig. Yeah. I have a 256 gig micro SD card.
That's not big enough for a game. That's
with patches.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
And it's like I was wondering, since you know most games nowadays can be up to like 60 gigabytes, is it going to be like the old like Nintendo 64 days, or even the SNES days, where each game's going to have a different price depending on like how much? They're not going to do that. I was talking with who's the guy who runs Once Upon a Video Game?
That's David Bushnell.
Jeff.
No.
We'll go with that name.
Fine.
Continue.
No. I'm totally blanking.
Oh, man. Is it Chris?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Chris Modeka.
Yes. Yeah. All right. He was just telling me today at SatCon that, Nintendo has a company that makes it so they all, like, stay the same prices in the cartridge realm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Cartridges can seriously, like, think of this. No game installs, like really small loading screens in your games.
Is that what we're talking?
Because it's like really solid state. Those cards are built to last.
I think even when we're talking about like discs, now the modern consoles, they're only spinning your disc to check the license anymore. You're really running the game off your hard drive. That's why
like
you have to download
to
anyways.
Install the game, but it's still like 50 gigs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and I'm sure the speed of reading it straight off of like a little flash because that's all. It, when we say cartridge, it's basically just an SD card.
Yeah,
it's
we're not talking like
flash storage memory
blowing
card.
It to yeah. make sure it works again.
Like, yeah,
this is the SD card. It's
3DS. Polishing the contacts or nothing like yeah, that. This is exactly. like it's basically an SD card. I'm sure that's mm-hmm. just loaded with it, and it's going to be at least, you know, a class 10 type of speed that it's mm-hmm. it's going to be faster than being on a disc. Totally. I think it just makes sense to go to cartridges again if you're not going to just go all online. I still think all online is the way to go right now.
So with the all the positives on there, and I didn't even mention the kickstand on the back of the damn thing or the headphone jack that's on the top.
Take that, Apple.
Right? Are we looking at it as a contender to compete with the Xbox One and the PS4, or is it just still Nintendo is in their own market by themselves like they usually do? They curve out their own.
Okay,
you know,
that's a tough one.
When we get down to it, it's still a peripheral battle. Like, you want to play the game on what makes you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And in I don't know how good that Pro controller is going to be, but if we took that extra added accessory out of the equation mm-hmm. and you're just going off of what comes in the box, I don't want to sit down and play Skyrim on that thing. I don't want to yeah. play... I'm still going to get Zelda, but I'm going to get it on the Wii U, I think. I don't think it's sold me enough to go run out and buy this thing. I want to play Wii U in my house. I don't want to go play it at the park.
David Webb.
I'm leaning towards no, unless there's some drastic details that come out, like crazy battery life, the price is super low, like super competitive. As of right now, I'm kind of like, no, I've gone this long without a Nintendo system besides my 3DS.
And Joey. I can
keep going.
Day one purchase. All of these negative comments are totally justified, but that's simply not enough for me to not want to get this system. I mean, I think it's just so... like, I was scared shitless for the NX. Like, I was just so nervous that they were going to fuck up this announcement like they fucked up the Wii U's announcement.
Wow.
And if you... you didn't see my reaction video.
I did not.
I was jizzing everywhere.
That's
it
gross.
Was incredible.
I'm not going to watch your reaction video now. That's
oh,
cool.
Man.
Thank you
I
for
was
warning
just
me.
So pumped. I didn't think they fucked it up nearly as badly as they could have. Like, it's... I'm going to cry right now. It's amazing.
All
right.
I
run the social media now for Energy, as many of the listeners know. And when Switch came out, I generated a couple memes. And one of the things we did is we put out a poll just to kind of gauge where the audience is, because they got a large audience of very hardcore gamers. And it was, so what did you think of the announcement? And I went to the extremes. It was pretty much, I absolutely love it. Hype, hype, hype.
Uh-huh.
Number two was just meh, you know, and then the bottom one was burn it with fire.
Jeez.
And,
go to hell, Nintendo.
I think like 45%, which is a good percentage, given the three options, was hype, hype, hype. And really? Then second was meh. And then very few people, like 8% or something like that, went with burn it with fire. So, didn't get negative response.
Polygon did the same thing, and the bar on the, like, I'm going to buy this thing was way high. I think a lot of people turned around with this. Like, there was a lot of Wii U doubters, of course, and there was, like, a lot of people saying, man, I haven't bought a Nintendo console since the 64. This is going to be my first one since that. And it's like, Nintendo could not have made another PS4 or Xbox One, because that would cause people to ask, I already have a PS4 and Xbox One, why would I get this? So they had to do something that's different, and I respect that, and this idea is the best they could have possibly done.
Yeah, to their credit, I think I want to buy this more than I wanted to buy the Wii U.
Very much feeling the same vibe, yeah. The Wii U kind of was a miss for me. I was like, I don't kind of want my tablet in my hand type of deal. And it's not going to do anything, especially graphically.
Yeah.
It wasn't powerful enough for it. Not, if they had not done the Wii U and just come out with the Switch first, I think they would have still, nobody would have any doubts
mm-hmm.
type of thing. Going from Wii and then called this the Wii U or something, Switch to Wii U or something like that, people would have kind of been like, yeah, that makes sense. This mm-hmm. is a natural progression. Seems like Wii U was a test.
And it failed.
Yeah.
One thing that people are saying in chat, especially gaming since gaming, is the support of the third-party publishers and wondering how long is that actually going to last?
Depends on the sales of the system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only reason why Wii U support didn't last was nobody was... like, not the only reason, like, a handful of things played.
part, but people keep forgetting that, like, the first 2 years of that system's life, it had Assassin's Creed 4, it had Call of Duty. Yeah. Still didn't help. And then, because, like, nobody was buying that system.
Well, and the input method. Like, we played, when we were doing all our original tests at the old studio, we did, each week, we tried a different console, and we went upstairs and we just recorded our, you know, raw thoughts on it.
Yeah.
You know, we never played it before. And we did Call of Duty on Nintendo was one of the games we played. Mm-hmm. Like, they left out basic features.
Felt
like, we couldn't sprint, like, because I don't think the thumbstick was...
I think the thumbstick was clickable, but they didn't...
It was something weird where it's like the inputs were just off. I felt like I was just completely playing a Nerf game. Like, they called it Call of Duty, but it didn't have near the same effect. Like, you couldn't... Mm. It wasn't the same game.
Yeah, they I don't want to say, like, kiddied it up, but it felt kind
of
like that.
And speaking of... Go on, sorry.
No, go ahead. No. That was just what it felt like.
Speaking of kiddied on, it was like, in that trailer, we didn't see any kids in that trailer.
Very true.
We saw people our age group only.
Wow, did not notice that one.
Really interesting.
And a lot of people in chat are saying it's going to be a kid system, so that's interesting.
Well, which I don't see it that way now, too, especially with the color scheme. They moved all the way from the straight up just like white as their forefront, you know, kind of our app, more, you know, Apple type of imitators.
Yeah.
And they went straight with this gray-black, you know, tone. Like, hey,
we're the big edgy boys. Now.
Yeah.
We're edgy now.
Nintendo Dark. Jews. Yeah. we do stuff.
I mean, considering how popular kids are, considering how popular tablets are with kids, I mean, sure, you can give this to your kid, and their hands would certainly fit those little controllers better. But it's like, this isn't just going to be for them. This is going to be for the gamers and pretty much everyone else.
So also, big news that came out, everybody. You know, Nintendo, of course, you know, stole the internet for a little bit. We also got an impromptu trailer. Not really impromptu.
They gave us some notice.
Yeah.
Red Dead Redemption 2. The game that stole America's heart years ago comes out and says we're doing a sequel. And it's literally couldn't be more of a teaser.
I can't be more hyped for anything. Like, to me, the news of the day, Switch, I guess, is big and will overall have some pretty good impact. But for me, I was all over that Red Dead. I watched the trailer like two or three times just to make sure I saw everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have I found a trailer breakdown where a lot of speculations are going out.
I need to see it.
Well, it's not a video. It's an article.
Can I just complain a little bit?
Never mind. I'm out.
They hyped this thing up, and when I finished watching it, probably I was still on that Switch high that I had. But I was just like, oh, sweet. Now it's time for some Red Dead. And I'm just like, oh, these environments are so beautiful. And then, like, a minute later it ended. And I'm just like, that was it.
It was a teaser.
Yeah, but it was like they hyped it up like it was going to be some big, huge trailer.
The internet hyped it
up. They did the same thing, though, for the last GTA. Remember that first original trailer? Was it? This felt pretty long. I can't remember the first one. 2-3 minutes of just panning shots of the city and people walking around and stuff.
Yeah,
and
then, but this Red Dead teaser trailer was a minute and a half.
So
that was enough.
They broke it down.
How many cactuses do you want to see, Joey?
Cacti, sir.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Games Radar broke it down, and they pull out some pretty interesting things and details that might be telling from the actual trailer. The big one that I wanted to talk about was a lot of people saw or thought this may have been like a sequel, you know, maybe to John Marston's story, but is this actually a prequel to everything?
There's a big freaking two at the end of it.
So, well, yeah, I mean, we've seen prequel twos before.
Name one, because I honestly can't think of any. Not that I'm trying to prove you wrong.
But he is.
What?
Go for it.
You ever played Devil May Cry series?
No, I haven't. Is one of them a prequel, even though it's... I'm thinking of Metal Gear 2, also.
Is that a prequel?
No, Metal Gear...
3
There's
is a
Metal
prequel,
Gear 1, 2... I'm saying 2 as in as
okay,
well.
As well. Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, there's like 1, 2... Oh, let's go to the Cold War in 3, yep. And then 4, present day, 5... Yeah.
So there you go. It's been done before.
Yeah.
This one was kind of a giveaway.
Final Fantasy in chat, too, someone said.
Oh, yeah, Final... What? When was that even...
In I don't know. I never played the fucking game.
It probably was.
I just trust Charlie Manson at this point.
Yeah, I mean, you might as
Why
well.
Wouldn't you trust Charlie Manson? He's a stand-up guy.
So in the original, not original, well, yeah, Red Dead Redemption 1, they had cars being introduced into the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you able to drive them? I don't remember.
No, you couldn't drive them.
Okay.
That was just kind of the newest thing that was about to come out. Mm-hmm. And one of the missions, they kind of like showed, you know, the guy, like, this will be the future. crazy man. Never happens. So in this trailer, they show people using stagecoaches still as the form, or as the main, you know, kind of.
So it's either going to take thing. Place immediately after
yes.
one, where cars aren't out, or it will be a prequel.
Or yes. during. Because the rumor is that this game takes place in. Wait, hold on. They both took place in Texas. But didn't they? Did the first one take place in Texas? Yeah, it did.
I thought they were all fictional places.
Yes, but like the states were real. The cities weren't.
New Austin was the kind of area.
But I think like they New took, Austin, they Texas? Take place in different... I feel like they take place in different areas probably. But it's just a possibility. Who knows?
Was it this one was rumored to be in New Bordeaux, which is east of where the original one took place?
You're thinking of Mafia 3.
No, this one also took place in New Bordeaux, which is also the same place as Mafia 3.
Really?
That's what the leak was. We talked about this on Wednesday.
I don't know if we...
Webb tells the news on Wednesdays?
What? We'll have to fact check that, yeah. Trump. But another thing was you can load animal carcasses on the horse.
I saw that. Yeah.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, instead of, you know, just skinning them on the...
Thank
on the
God.
Ground. other things that popped out, and the big speculation, too, besides just the prequel, is this going to be a John Marston story about his olden days in the gang?
It's possible. They're not showing us any of the dang faces, clearly.
No, no faces, clearly. They have a quick shot of Seven Riders. You know,
can't make out their faces, huh?
Can't make out their faces.
God damn it!
It's all very, you know, vague and everything like that. The game comes out freaking 2017, so we're not going to get...
assuming it doesn't get delayed.
Yeah, and we're not going to get probably a proper trailer for another 6 months.
We definitely ain't getting a PC version. I can tell you that.
Yeah, you never know.
Why?
We'll get it eventually, but we're not getting it at lunch.
Are you sure?
Like, I'm sure we'll get the
with
PC.
With Xbox doing the whole
play anywhere.
Like thing, if they're, yeah.
But that's for their exclusives.
No, it's. I don't think so. I think if they can do it for them, it can be licensed anywhere. And I think it makes more sense for developers to do it that way because you're making one game and it has the ability to go both.
But here's the thing, my friend. Name an Xbox Play Anywhere game that you can also play on a PS4.
None of them. But that's just because it's so new. Like, it's only the You're Xbox new. Games are doing it, like, right now. What are the only ones? Gears?
Gears is doing it. ReCore was doing it. Dead Rising 4 is going to do it.
Dead Rising 4 is going to be on the PS4,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Dead Rising 4. I thought that's cross-platform.
I thought that was an Xbox One exclusive. Look that up. Fact check that.
Another fact check. All right. We're fact checking all night here, apparently.
Yeah.
Other things on there, of course, is the... Are you going to be able to control all seven of the characters? Or is
That'd
it
be
just
crazy.
A one-player type of deal?
That'd be nuts. I'd love that.
The graphics, of course, look good. They show
gorgeous.
Giant, sprawling landscapes.
Absolutely
is
gorgeous.
Is it
going to
be two times the biggest, you know, the size of the original one?
I don't doubt it for a second.
Canoes have been confirmed, everybody.
Yes!
So we finally got canoes in the game. Canoe racing will be a thing.
Yes.
So get used to it. And then campfires. Did you see that in the
save
trailer?
Your game.
Yeah. Are we doing that to save our game? Like,
probably. Were in GTA 5, were you game? Able to save your game at any time, or did you have to go to a save point?
You had to go
remember.
To your room,
okay,
and lay
so.
Down in your bed and save your
Why
game.
Why do they fucking do that?
Because they want you to traverse their land. I hate that. I wish it was like a Bethesda game, and you can just kind
of
save.
You guys
it.
Sound like a bunch of spoiled little brats.
We
right
are.
Now. We used to not even be able to save our games, but with a code.
Well, don't give me that power then. Jeez.
Isn't he like the oldest one here too?
I want my save anyway.
And I want it now.
I want it now. I looked
Get
up,
off my lawn.
All right, what'd you look up?
I looked it up, and yeah, the inclusion of New Bordeaux in the map is another interesting inclusion in Mafia 3, which will be published by Red Dead Redemption publisher Take-Two Interactive later this year, will also be based in New Bordeaux, a fictional-based New Orleans.
So what okay, I'm thinking then
here's
is one,
one
so big
the
universe.
Mafia
if I can cut in.
Another fact check.
We Happy Few is going to be Xbox Play Anywhere.
Okay.
And that
that's
is
on both.
That one's on
So confirmed. Right? Play anywhere.
At least PC.
Well, yeah, but the PC, it's like.
Yeah, no, you
but
can't are,
is it on PS4?
Yeah,
is
that's the, what we I think. Have oh, two consoles. Oh. Yeah, he was going with two consoles, so, not so, PC. PC to me isn't cross platform if it's PC and Xbox.
It is now for me.
It like, feels like
I'm playing Gears of War on my PC with someone who's on an Xbox One. To me, that's cross-platform.
To me, it's still under the same roof, like saying Pepsi and Pepsi Crystal. Like, it's the exact same company.
I don't think that's
two different flavors. Yes.
I don't think that's as good a reference because, like, Street Fighter V, I could play on my PC with people on the PS4, and to me, that's the same feat as it is playing on my PC to Xbox.
It's just whether they want to cooperate or not.
Like but it feels like because of Microsoft, at least, they're in the same bed. Like, mm-hmm. You're not going like, you know, I need to give me a computer that runs an OS from Sony. I'm like, no.
I mean, it does feel like a bigger, I understand it feels like a bigger feat going from PC to PS4, but in theory, we've never had this functionality before. Well, PC has always been on its own.
You can
planet.
Do that. I mean, you have the PC games that play with the PS4 as well. There's the DC Universe Online.
Final Fantasy 14 the same thing?
I think Final Fantasy as well does the cross-platforming as well. It may not be DC Universe. I think that may have been the one thing.
I could have sworn it was also DC Universe.
It could be. I
chat,
can't remember.
Please tell us.
Yeah, another fact check. But yeah, PlayStation has done it before. It's the consoles that are the things that don't touch each other. Sure. They don't touch tips.
Not yet.
That's the problem.
And here's
because Rocket League's doing some stuff too, but both of them are cross-platform with the PC, but they're not cross-platform with each other.
They need to be. I feel like they really, really need to be.
It's a weird love triangle.
Especially with Rocket League. Like, first of all, there's never been a difference. It's not like you're going to be like, oh, this person has a disadvantage because they're using an Xbox controller over a PlayStation controller. No, you guys are both using controllers. You're probably both, used to that controller for a long period of time. So you're going to play relatively the same way, give or take skill sets.
Well, considering, too, like, if you watch a FGC tournament, some people use stick, some people use pad. And that's a huge difference. Mm-hmm. But the game is the same. However, that's how it feels. The game is the same. Use whatever it takes for you to win.
Yes.
We know Red Dead 2 is definitely going to get a PC port.
Besides cheating controllers.
Who knows when it's going to be. Could be a year after, like GTA 5 did. That was like a year and a half after, but whatever. The only reason why Red Dead Redemption didn't come out on PC, I hear, is because they had problems with the engine. They couldn't put that on the PC because it was designed for consoles in mind. But after the success of GTA 5, after they said it's going to be on PS3 360, here's a PC and PS4 and Xbox One version, and a lot of people bought it twice.
Yeah.
Because of that. Maybe even three times. So they're like, let's...
Some, maybe even four.
Just because.
Yeah, so there's probably... I'm probably going to buy it twice if that happens. So, yeah.
Moving along, Sony jumps into the esports world, everybody, with PlayStation tournaments.
Mm.
It says, how good are you at NBA 2K17?
Well, depends. Nominal.
Find me a Switch. I'll show you.
Well, you're about to find out on Thursday, it says. Sony announced that they're teaming up with ESL Gaming Network and hosting a month-long digital basketball tournament. The PlayStation tournament will run from October 27th through November 26th with major cup rounds every Saturday since the NBA season ticket kickoff. Tournaments will be based on 2K17. You can sign up, of course, on their, places if you can make it that high up, but I don't think you can. To participate, you're going to need a copy of the game, of course, PlayStation Plus, and an ESL account. I didn't even know that was a thing, an ESL account.
No, so this is a giant open tournament. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry who has a PS4 and the game can theoretically qualify to be in the tournament.
No Harry's.
So it says you'll be automatically prompted when you first time to compete comes up. There's no word on how large the player pool in the tournament will be. The matches will be one-on-one, of course. Sony is reportedly looking to expand the scope of the playable variety in the tournaments moving forward. So, we'll see how far they go in this. I mean,
esports is real.
I
spent my whole day, from the moment I woke up to like an hour before the show started, watching esports as a job.
And how do you feel about that?
It was intense. It was intense. I woke up. First thing that happened was the Gears of War Invitational going on in Columbus, Ohio right now. Energy has a team And they're running like double elimination style tournament. This game mode that they're using is really unique. It's like they took all the game modes and kind of threw them together. So it's like part Slayer, part Domination, a little bit of King of the Hill. After rounds, you know, the losing team gets to put like a, whatever weapon they want at a spawn point. And it there's a lot of strategy in it. It was really fun to watch. Energy went to loser's brackets like in the third round against Team Optic, who was like just slaying folks. And then the Energy Gears team went against the only Latin America team at the very end. Splice, I think their name was, had the most epic game. Like it came down to a final game where you could just hear the crowd going louder than the announcers. The it came down to like the final like point to take over, and the guy Energy Sleepy Time broke a record as the first person to get more than 40 kills in a single match.
And your job is to report every goddamn second of it.
Yep. Nice. If you follow the Energy Twitter, that was me all day just trying to keep up.
Why with now? You especially should see why now it is dire that we have some type of ESPN channel for all the esports. Think about all the like the cliche movies you see about like sports people where they wake up in the morning and they go into their expensive living room with like 7 TVs and it's on every single, you know, Sunday game for football or something like that. If you walked into your, you know, your office and you got multiple monitors up with all the different esports playing right then and there, you know, kind of just absorbing that while you, you know, do your job, like it mirrors what we see on, you know, on TV.
Yeah.
As many games play at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And they always, I see articles all the time where they're like, here's a schedule for, you know, esports this weekend. And it's just, you click it and it's like, there's no way I'm watching all this. Like, what the hell? This is so much.
It was fun. And each game has such a different, like, learning curve and different perspective. Like, so the teams we had playing today, we had Gears playing pretty much all day.
Mm-hmm.
We had our Smite team had 2 matches, and then our Rocket League team had 2 matches. And Rocket League had Worlds on the line. So they ended up making it on the second seed, which is an automatic pass to Amsterdam.
Ooh,
where
nice.
They're going to have Worlds.
They can smoke all the weed they want.
I know. I don't know. I have to smoke make sure, but I think a lot of kids.
Let's hope they don't, because that'll slow down their reaction time in game. And
that game, like,
we need that.
We played it, you know, for my party, and I've played it quite a bit. And, you know, it's largely just people horsing around. But when you watch it on the pro level, they don't miss.
Hmm.
Like, they know how to front flip, to pass. Like,
oh, nice.
You're watching, it's way different.
They're professionals, so yes. Okay, I hope so.
Way different. It makes what I've done on that game feel like I'm just mashing buttons, you know, and drooling.
Man, if I hope Splatoon becomes an eSport, because that's the only online game I'm really good at. I have the possibility.
I mean, it's going to be growing, definitely. Esports is definitely going to grow.
And last team, Smite, our Smite team for Energy is just legit.
Are they?
They smashed,
I
got to
watch a match.
Like, this is at the pro level. Like, this is top tier Smite game. Mm-hmm. I think today the kills, the match took less than 30 minutes.
Nice.
And they had 24 kills to 2.
That's definitely smashing. That's a quick smash.
Is incredible. I think minions took out the guy too. Like, fire minions ended up taking out the final.
I need to like subscribe to whenever they're playing on Smite, because I want to see that. You know, have you got into that mode yet where you're really rooting them on?
Oh yeah.
Like, where you're like, what are you doing? Why didn't you gank there in the mid lane? Something like that.
I'm not skilled enough in those games to get mad yet, but it was today in Gears, I was hyped. Like, I really was out of my chair watching it, because it really came down to that final. Like, it was, they were tied, and this was the game breaker. Mm. Like, this one was going to decide who was eliminated, who was going on. And when Energy pulled that one out of their hats, it was just pandemonium. The Twitter feed just blew up. Like, of all the games, because Smite has the most viewership, because it's more established, more people watch that one. Rocket League, followed by Rocket League, because this is the first Gears major tournament. This is the Gears Invitational, so this is the first time we've got these pro teams in a big, you know, they've played online, but this is a LAN. So this is the first big LAN get together for this sport, and Microsoft did it all right. Like, they had their own Gears website where it has the Twitch stream. You can see the chat, and then there's this thing on the bottom called Quests. And if you go there, you get points for, like, retweeting them. You get points for voting on the user polls.
Very interactive.
Super interactive. Nice. They had it modded up the wazoo, so, like, my big fear was it being Gears. I was like, oh, get ready for just complete, you know, madness in chat. All this racism, sexism stuff. Because that's what comes with that community.
Yeah,
that's how it
understandable.
Is. No way. They had tons of great moderators in there that kept the chat super even. The commentating was super easy to understand. They explained the breakdowns very well. It was esports. Like, it was really good.
I wonder if we're ever going to get any fantasy esports.
There already is.
Is that a thing already?
Dude, so this job has already opened my eyes to things like that, because when our teams win, I'll get at least minimum 2-3 DMs or messages that are like, thanks, Energy, you helped me win my fantasy.
Jeez.
Yeah, no.
That's meta. Like, it's crazy to have a fantasy...
esports team.
A fantasy game about a game that people are playing. Like, that's like a video game.
I was super happy to be part of the Energy team just after seeing such a successful day for our team in one day. You know, Rocket League going to Worlds in Amsterdam. Smite smashed everybody they played today.
I want to watch them.
Gears, even though they're in loser's brackets, with the amount of hype, they pretty much won the audience and the people watching with that kind of situation, because nobody likes the main big guy who wins all the damn time.
Yeah, America loves the underdog.
Yeah, they totally... And in the little promo packages, it'll show like the team in Gears, and it'll say like... I think the team probably came up with it. So, like, it'll be like, Optic, you know, we're going to win and stuff. But I like Energies was, like, underrated.
Nice.
I was like, that's the team I want to get behind. The underrated guys who are showing up to, you know, do the thing and upset people. And with the momentum that they ended the last match with against Splice, they're going to be riding super high on in tomorrow. And I think...
They're playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
I've got to watch it.
Yeah.
I've got to watch it.
They got to be top two. I want them to... the most poetic thing is if they could come back and take out Optic in the finals, the one who sent them to loser's brackets. Mm-hmm. Because, not going to lie, that was a beatdown. They, I think, only took one round. It's first to seven wins. And I think they only got one. So, like, out of the 14 or something. It was very minimal. But...
Where does the Smite team play?
What do you mean?
Like, are they playing tomorrow too? Or
I think we have Smite matches tomorrow as well.
Okay, I definitely have to watch the Smite team. I was looking at their page right now. This is their team, right?
Yeah.
With Craig, Iraffer.
Iraffer, yeah.
He should just go by the name Wrathbone. That's your real name.
You want to be the image consultant?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what? Drop Iraffer. You're Wrathbone now. All right. Your Wrathbone. Own it.
The guy, if you're going through the player bios, that guy.
Ross?
Is that
That's adapting? Yeah, Kenneth Adapting Ross.
No!
Drop Adapting. You're Ross.
No.
All right?
Chat has already renamed him themselves.
What is he?
Arguably the best Smite player in the world.
He loves Thor.
They've changed his name to Adapt King.
Adapt King, yes. I like it.
They call him that. Like, he'll do a play, and then all you see in chat is Adapt King, Adapt King, like, Adapt King, Adapt God. Like, ridiculous.
Yes, that's good. That's marketable. That's marketable. We'll go with that. We got Peter Dimitrov.
Demi, he is also really, really good.
Favorite god, Amaterasu. Favorite god is one of the, you know, newer ones. Well, not newer. I mean, it's been out for quite a while. Then you got Emilito.
Yep.
Starman. That's what I'm calling him.
Starboy.
Starman, who's loving Aphrodite over there. And then Andre Yaman Brandval.
Yaman is super popular, too.
Yaman?
I think he is a mid laner.
It says on his bio he's middle. Yep.
Yep.
Plays middle.
They were saying he's like the best solo mid laner, and Adapting is the best jungle, and then the rest of the team is just so good. Like, you see them get put in these team fights where actually it's cool. At the end of this last match, the analysts put both the stats up, like, uh-huh, how much damage the teams are doing, and Energy's not doing a whole bunch more damage than the losing team, but they just are focusing and taking people out systematically.
I gotta watch it.
So the damage for damage, you know, the other teams aren't, it's not like they're not doing damage. They're just not being able to spread the damage to the right person.
I think the reason why I really want to watch it first, Energy's our team, you know. There's the team I'm going to support all the way through in all esports. And then two, I can understand Smite, and I know what's going on. So even they're commentating, you know, since I've played it for, you know, a year or so, 2 years, I'll be able to see, you know, what's going on. Why isn't this happening? Or why didn't that happen? Or, you know, where this could have been better. So I can fan coach, which people do, you know, all the time in sports. They fan coach.
And learn.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And learn, yeah.
Even though they're probably going to be playing a mode that I hate, so.
They are. Now they only play
Conquest, right?
Yeah.
It's understandable. Moving right along, though, we got some video game voice actors are going on strike, everybody.
This has been kind of a story that's been... It reared its ugly head, I think, last year, the year before.
Yeah, and we were talking about it. Apparently, it's a go. Yeah,
the strike is a go.
It's our time. It says it's our time to shine.
The video game industry has made an offer to SAG-AFTRA, representing video game voice actors, but the union won't put it to vote until its members, Interactive Video Game Companies, VGC, not the VGB, don't get
confused. No, those are the other guys.
We didn't do this. Offered a 9% raise. That accelerates the 3% annual increase. Negotiations, blah, blah, blah. While these pay jumps sound fine on paper, they ignore the union's biggest concerns, stunt pays for intense voice sessions and compensation that comes at the back end, like bonuses based on the amount of copies of game sales and subscribers it has. And voice actors unions, they're just pretty much... kind of done with that one. The strike starts October 21st, so we're sitting currently on October 22nd, so that means there are a lot of people with picket signs outside of EA right now.
Yeah.
It only affects voice actors who are part of
that.
SAG,
yeah, only a part of that.
Which SAG, would be really, you know, potentially really big ones.
Mm-hmm.
John DiMaggio.
Oh, is one of them?
Yes.
Wow.
It says the voice actor union was right to reject this. The talent is represented the likes of John DiMaggio, Nolan North.
Is Troy Baker one of them?
His name is not on here. Right there, those two. Nolan North, who plays everything.
Yeah.
That's freaking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he...
That's more Troy Baker now, but yeah.
The requests are fair, though, because really they're doing more than just sitting in a booth now.
Yeah, look, they're doing a lot.
Camilla Luddington as Tomb Raider was doing the stunts.
Like,
she was doing the acting. She's a full...
Yeah, they strap them up in the suits, and they're like, you're this character.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That sucks something big time if they get shafted on the end. Like, if you make this game at a set price or whatever... or at the set rate that they pay you, and then they go off and sell trillions or something like that because people keep losing their discs or something.
How much money did GTA 5 make when it first came out? Like a shit ton, right?
Two days, it made $1 billion.
Yeah, and look, how does that compare to most movies that come out?
Right?
No, not
a lot. Yeah, like it's ridiculous. And then you got to think over the time when they've been adding more stuff, more people are probably buying the game. Like, and not everybody on the planet owns it.
But DLC content. I mean, people make a lot of money off
What are all those voice actors in GTA 5 doing now? Their games that should be a good thing to put on the resume, right? I'm not seeing them in a lot of things.
The only one I'm seeing all over the place is Trevor.
Yeah.
He was in Breaking Bad, I think.
He was in Better Call Saul and Walking Dead, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, he's a current character in Walking Dead.
I think he's also in Westworld.
Really?
I could be wrong.
That man is
working it. Oh, I think I heard that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That man is working it hefty.
Good
over
actor,
there.
Too. I like him.
And then he just was in a short, too, that I think they did on like YouTube. I saw
it. Was like GTA 5 in virtual
VR.
Reality.
Yeah. Yeah. That man is working it. Mm-hmm. But if you're a budding voice actor, here's your chance.
It's our time. Yeah. It's our time.
Until you get fucked over later on and have to strike too.
Trust me, but they don't care right now. If they're trying to get in the business.
Give me John DiMaggio money. I'll be happy.
Exactly. Thank you for watching, everybody. We didn't even get through every single last story. I still have 6 more to go.
Aww.
But that's why you have to come out every Saturday, everybody, to twitch.tv, video game_bang, and watch us live around 9-ish. That's what we're going to say. We're going to go with that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't given us a follow in the chat room, you've been lurking, go ahead and give us a follow so you can get notifications about this wonderful show and everybody. Interact with us on VGB Studios. We have a patron. You should go out there and become a patron so we can, you know, enter yourself in the raffle. It's just $1 a day. We'll keep the doctor away. That's all that is.
I don't think that's right.
Test it.
Obamacare.
Exactly. For Joey, the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you just been banged. We'll go out on classic.